Rainbow Pest Control, thanking you for shopping Emporia First.
This is Pharmacist Amber Haig with Haig Pharmacy. We thank you for supporting your local businesses and look forward to serving all of your prescription and healthcare needs.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia First.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. It is 8:27. And it's time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. And brought to you every Friday morning by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great, great, great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. They're a proud supporter of the Lyon County Fair. Of course, if Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. And from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, we say good morning to Phil Totten. Phil, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'll tell you, hot is the word. And we're going to give you a fishing port later on in the show because no matter what the temperature is outside, fish are hungry. Sometimes they slap back a little bit, but it hasn't been the case that week. So people have been catching catfish and crappie and even a few bass, believe it or not, are active. And speaking of bass and speaking of being hot, a big part of my childhood was wading around rivers and creeks and streams. And I am in Studio North now, but right after the show, I think I'm going to go jump in the waters right off Studio South.
Don't blame you, Phil. I don't blame you.
I tell you, Ron, last March at the Open Season Sportsman Expo there in Overland Park, I met a bass fishing guide that really excels in fishing streams and rivers, and so I thought right then I wanted to get this fellow on the show, and we've been talking during the week. So I want to welcome Tommy Bench to the Watson Outdoor Show this morning. So good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil. I'm doing great. Just about ready to hit the water myself and take a guy out fishing just as soon as we get done with this show.
Well, when you think of that... Good. When you think of bass fishing, most people around here don't think of the streams and the rivers. I know the South Fork of the Cottonwood has a lot of what you call Kentucky bass or spotted bass. And just you fish for a smallmouth quite a bit down there. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Tommy?
Yeah, so... Okay, my name's Tommy Bench, and I'm owner-operator of Gaston River Guide Service. Of course, I have I do a little bit of like what you do, Phil. I've got a radio show on 610 Sports as well. But I also, I'm passionate about smallmouth fishing, and that's what I've done growing up here in South Central Missouri on the Gasconade River and the Big Piney and the Nyanguas. These rivers are just chock full of smallmouth, and that's just kind of where I cut my teeth and got my passion for smallmouth fishing. So that's what I did, and I excelled at it, and I was so passionate about it. I guess I just really, really excelled, and later on in life, because, you know, I had a couple of campground owners and outfitters that said that suggested I'd become a guide, and I did eventually. You know, I gave it a try, and here I am 15 years later doing this, and doing it every day now. I just love it. You know, I love the challenge of going out there and trying to figure them out under these ever-changing conditions, or the river conditions. And these fish are very special. You know, these smallmouth just don't grow anywhere, and they're hard to find. You can't just go anywhere in the country and find a smallmouth bass. So that's another reason, I think, why I love them so much. They fight so hard, and they're just so rare. They're not very abundant. You know, nothing against the largemouth, but, you know, you can almost find a largemouth just about anywhere. Any old farm pond will hold and contain a largemouth, and they'll thrive in it, but a smallmouth just has to have that clean, cool water. They got to have special conditions to really excel in their life and do well. And then they always, you know, the whole slogan is, you know, they call them the fighter. You know, so, and they are. I mean, you'll catch a largemouth that it could be 3 pounds, and then 10 minutes later catch another one, catch a smallmouth you don't know it yet, but you're thinking this is a 5 pounder or 4 or 3 or bigger than the one I caught. And it may only be 12 or 13 inches long because that's how hard they fight. They're tremendous fighters, that's for sure. So that's probably where I got my biggest passion for it, is the fight of them and how rare and special they are. And they're very aggressive. They're aggressive fish, and, And for the most part, you know, they're predators. They're predators. So I think that a lot of times people overlook on how to catch them because of they're overthinking it. You know, these rivers and streams. I've even had pro fishermen hire me to take them on guide trips to teach them how to fish river current and, you know, how to relate to channel swings and things like that, because these river fish don't set up the same way the lake fish do. And they will in a similar kind of way if you understand river channels and the way it goes to the lakes. But, that's what I do. I love smallmouth fishing. And like I said, we're about to hit the water here shortly in about the next 30 minutes or so to try to catch some big smallmouth. And I pride myself on catching really big ones, too. There's a lot of folks here locally that have made comments to me about, you know, asking where I'm catching my fish. And I'm like, right here in the Gasconade. Like, no, those fish are putting on social media, those real big ones. I said, right here on the Gasconade. They didn't even realize that, these small streams and creeks that we have around here would hold 3, 4, and 5 pound smallmouth. And I guess they just think it's small waters. You know, it's just a river, small little river. They didn't think that, you know, they think that these big lakes and reservoirs is where you find the big bass. So.
Tommy, I was wondering, and smallmouth is a pretty new species for me. I know fishing for walleye over in Melbourne, every once in a while you'd hook into a smallmouth, and you're absolutely right. They are great fighters. And what I was wondering about in Kansas, do you think in our lakes and reservoirs the smallmouth will go down through the tubes and like out of Melbourne, reside in the Magazine River, like, you know, the other fish that leave the lakes?
You know, it's hard.
Tommy, I must have lost you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I don't hear you, Tommy. On my phone, are we having some kind of problem?
Haley's still on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to be cutting up. Yeah, it's kind of breaking up now, Phil. So.
Okay, well, let's go to that first break, Ron. Maybe we can get a better connection with Tommy.
All right, we'll try him again. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:35.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Summer. The weather's warm, the garden is thriving, but you've noticed nasty pests invading your hard work. Don't tolerate pests. Go to Bluestem Farm and Ranch and pick up Bonide's 8 Insect Control. Bonide's 8 kills more than 100 insects on contact for up to 30 days and will protect your lawn and garden all season long. Shop for all of your pest control needs and more at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, it is 8:36. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Every Friday morning, Phil Totten here. KBOE, well, let's try this again. Let's see if Phil, we got Phil, right?
Yes, I'm back with you, Ron.
Okay. Tommy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, well, let's try her again, Phil.
All right, that's all we can do. I tell you, the internet and doing things by phone is sometimes it's a challenge, but that's just something we live with, I guess. Well, Tommy, just how big is the Gasconade River, and is it something that you can fly fish on? Do you wade it, or do you fish out of a boat?
Well, I fish out of a boat. There's definitely some wading, experiences that you can, or examples, I guess, that you can do that is when you come through some of these shoals. A lot of times I'll get out and let some guys fly fish out of that. And then you can wade certain sections of it, but honestly, you really need to be in a boat because there's deeper pools that are over 10, 12 foot in some spots. So,
well, how does your summer bite differ from, say, an early spring bite or then maybe in a month or so of the fall bite?
Well, the summer bite is a lot more aggressive. So in the summer, to break it down, the best way to describe that would be they've moved to the deeper pools. So these bigger fish, and the fish in general, the smallmouth in general, will move to the deeper pools. Even if they're on the upper ends of the deeper pools in the shallower parts, they're still going to be around the deep water because that thermocline and how hot the water is, they want to be in that cooler water, lower in the water column, and they also want to be able to escape. In the springtime, they're going to be spawning, so they're going to be very, very shallow, and there's only a select few sections of spawning area that are good for their spawning methods, I guess. So they only have a few different areas that are very ideal for spawning. So they're shallow in the spring. They kind of move a little bit deeper as summer gets hotter, and then as fall approaches, they'll move back in a little bit shallower. But they'll still be around that deeper water, but they'll venture out a little bit more because that water gets a little bit cooler and they get more active and they're ready to feed more. So it does change. You know, you got the way they feed from season to season. The fall is my favorite, to be honest with you, because who doesn't like fall, right? You got the leaves changing colors and the cooler temperatures. You know, you're in the 70s throughout the day. The fish are seen to be biting top water, and it's an exciting bite. You know everyone loves top water because, you know, there's no guesswork. You know when you get a bite on top water, and it's so exciting. So
yes,
that's my favorite time. Yeah, it's absolutely, it's phenomenal. The fall is my favorite because of that reason.
Well, speaking of top water, do you use plugs? Do you use the spinner baits? I mean, you know, like buzz baits, or just what is your lure choice?
You know, growing up, I used a buzz bait a lot. The buzz bait would be my number one go-to top water bait. I love throwing it because it's a single hook. I could throw it over a couple different logs and then bring that right over the top of all them logs because it's just that single hook. But, you know, with being a guide, I've seen that there's a lot of individuals that don't have the experience that I do, of course, because I'm out there every day. So they can't get that buzzbait turning as soon as it hits the water. And I think that's very, very, very important. As soon as the topwater hits the water, get that thing turning because you've already got their attention as soon as they hit the water. They're looking. Now get it turning because what's the thing about it, smallmouth is they're a predator. They're going to act first and think second. So as soon as it hits the water, I'll get a bite within the first crank or two at the most if I get that turn as soon as it hits the water. So what I've reverted to was the whopper plopper, the smaller version of a whopper plopper, in this case a Berkeley Chopo. That's my go-to now because I got some clients that can't get it turned as soon as it hits the water. So I'll have them throw that out, and even if it takes them 4 or 5 seconds, they can still keep it up on the surface and be effective.
Well, Tommy, last March when we met at the outdoor show, we talked about the need to get other people out into the outdoors, out fishing, and this isn't just young people. It's anybody who has never experienced the joys of fishing and what it brings to us, and like I say, outside for a better inside. What's your go-to to introduce young people to fishing that may have never fished before?
Well, my favorite go-to bait, I'm assuming you're talking about a lure in particular, right? You hear me, Phil?
Yes, sir, we got you.
So my go-to bait as far as introducing someone that's new would be something that keeps constant action because they'll lose interest, and I want to try to keep them interested in what's going on. So I'll throw something that's more for a numbers. It's more of a numbers bait. You may catch a bunch of smaller fish, but you're going to have your rod bent pretty much all day long with like a little curly tail grub or I even get out there with some night crawlers and throw around. You'll catch bluegill and sunfish, and it's just nonstop action. If I can get them interested and get them addicted to that feeling of, like, that is so fun. I love the feeling of going out there fishing. It's, you know, you've got to get them hooked, so to speak. I know no pun intended, but literally you've got to get them hooked and show them how fun it can be. And then I think once they understand how fun it can be, they've had that good experience, then you can kind of move on to, like, hey, okay, today we're going to do more of not as many bites, but the ones you're going to get are going to be quality. We're going to go quality over quantity today. And then so you may only catch 15 or 20 fish all day today compared to the 50 or 60 we caught yesterday. But now you're going to catch that fish of a lifetime, that 19, 20-inch, 4-pound smallmouth that's a trophy anywhere in the country, and let alone right here in a small Missouri stream. So that's kind of what my approach is when I'm introducing someone new, is I want to just get them into staying interested. And that's what's doing something that's going to get a lot of bites, you know, something really small, even if it's sunfish or goggle eye, rock bass as they're known across the country, smaller smallmouth, little Kentuckys or spotted bass, largemouth. It's just a variety. The rivers hold so many different fish species. It's unbelievable what you can catch in these rivers. From channel cats, flatheads, and just you name it. You know, the sunfish, goggle eyes, all the black bass, spotted bass. It's unbelievable how many fish you can catch. So I just try to put them on as many bites as I can possibly put them on. Then we kind of move on to, like, let's go for a big bite now. And then that really gets them hooked once they catch that fish they didn't even know existed, a size they didn't even know existed in that river.
Right. You got to get them out there and have good times. I know when I took my grandkids out fishing there at Corpus Christi, we got into the redfish, and it was a lot of fun. But even though it was fun, you can see their interest was waning. So we quit fishing and we went to chasing dolphins, and that was a great experience too. Tommy, I fish, and I like to eat fish, but it's been a long time since I ate a bass. I enjoy the catch and release, the fight that they have. But of course, some people they look to fish for food. I just wondered with table fare from the creek to the fork. How does a smallmouth compare to a largemouth in old flavor?
Well, you know, that's a very tough question for me because I've never ate a smallmouth in my life, unless I did when I was a kid. I've always been passionate about the smallmouth and how slow they grow and how special they really are. Because, you know, largemouth can get to be 3 or 4 pounds within just 3 or 4 years. But a smallmouth would take nearly four times that length. It would take almost 10 years or over to reach that same weight as that largemouth. So I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say that the smallmouth are actually really good to eat. They like eating them. I know it's frowned upon in the Ozarks in particular because they're kind of our just across the country, I guess, but it's in particular stream fishing. They're like the mecca of all game fish. It's kind of like just been, you know, we just don't eat them for the most part. But if nobody ate them, you know, the conservation would have to really change the regulations. So there's got to be some table fare involved in them at some point, I think. And but I just don't do it. So I couldn't tell you personally how they taste, and I have no idea.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. I really do. And you know, that's one thing that I tell kids and anybody that hunts or fishes, it's up to you whether you want to eat a fish or to take it out.
Yeah.
But the joy of catching them, and this is where this little game I play with plastic fish, we can teach, that if you take a lot of things away, then you might not have, you know, that fishing, the fun that comes back. So that's where the catch and release comes in.
That's right.
I'm thinking about coming and getting Ginger once we close this marina down this fall to come down there and fish with you. How can people book a trip with you, Tommy?
You know, you can get a hold of me. Find me on social media. Just look me up, Tommy Bench, or look up Gastonade River Guide Service. You'll find me. Either way, just put them two names together, and you'll find where I'm at. I'm on social media on Gastonade River Guide Service and then Tommy Bench, of course. Or you can call me at 417-718-7716, and we'll get a trip booked, and I'll put you on my goal is to put you on the biggest smallmouth you ever caught in your life, and if not, we'll have fun trying, and we'll catch some fish in the process.
Well, my goal is seeing those leaves fall in that cooler weather, Tommy. I know it'll be a good trip with you whether we catch fish or not. I really appreciate you being on the What's In Outdoor Show, and good luck with your trip today, and looking forward to seeing you next March there at the Open Season Expo, Tommy.
Yes, sir. I look forward to taking you guys fishing as well, and we'll see you at the show. Thanks again, sir.
All right. Yeah, Tommy Bench with us. Good interview there, Phil.
Appreciate it, Ron. Let's go to that last break, and we'll announce our Week 10 Summer Long Family Fun Fishing Contest winners.
Sounds like a plan. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 847.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Even if you are not ready to say goodbye to summer, fall will be here before we know it. Don't wait to stock up on all the wardrobe essentials your family will need. Wrangler wants to make back-to-school shopping a stress-free experience. When you purchase two pairs of Wrangler jeans between now and August 15th, you will receive one pair free. Just visit Blue Stem Farm and Ranch by August 15th to take advantage of this unbeatable deal. Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, it is 848. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten, every Friday morning, right here. So you've been busy at the marina there, Phil?
Well, I haven't been up to the marina very much talking to people fishing. There's very few people really fishing, and they're missing out on it. I got out with Joe Bragg yesterday, a couple of people, and went out on the lake and fished. And it took a while to find the crappie. But on top of the brush, we probably caught 25 quality fish and come out of there. And it's just sort of a hide-and-seek game. I was using that live scope. We could see the fish there on the brush, and some of them didn't want to bite, so we'd move from brush pile to brush pile until we found some active feeders. And I don't know what happens in the fish world. I can tell you, I'm an active feeder. It seems like 24/7 myself. But it's just something seeing those fish down there, and some they just don't want to bite. But the catfishing here at the City Lake has been great. My neighbor, on successive nights, he caught a 41-pound flathead and followed it up with a 27-pound flathead using sunfish. Bass, they've been caught on the lake, which only it's an early morning bite, and like Tommy said, that buzz bait, and now the wacky worm is starting to pick up some fish. But just good reports of fishing going on, so you just got to get out and go. I suggest early in the morning when that wind stopped blowing yesterday out on that lake, it did get hot. And I was tempted to jump in. I'm not shy a bit. But, Ron, we got so much fun going on with these kids' contests and talking to the kids and their parents when I notify them that they won. So our Week 10 winners, the Summer Long Family Fun Fishing Contest, and it's just been an ongoing deal from we started taking entries there in May, and it announced the first winners there in June, and this will go on through the first week in September when we announce the winners of a fishing trip with Joe Bragg, and then also our lifetime fishing license. But for bass, Jed Hyman caught a nice bass on using a cane pole. You don't see very many kids fish with a cane pole anymore. And Jed's grandmother is Joan Williams there in Emporia.
Yeah.
Catfish, family I talked to, and his sister was a contest winner earlier with a nice flathead that they caught on the river, and just a great family photo. But Eli Mushrush there at Strong City, he got the monkey off his back because I guess when sister won, his dad said that put the fire under Eli, so he's been sending me some entries, but he had a real nice catfish. Crappie is Eli Dandler. Sunfish, this young man is really sending some nice pictures, as well as father has, of him fishing, and you're going to hear more from him later. I think he wants to become a professional fisherman. He's only 2.5 years old. But when you see that picture of him with his sunfish that I post, you'll see his love of the outdoors and fascination with fish. And our Anything Goes winner is Colton Miser with a snake. And so get those entries in because we will be doing more drawings. And I'm really looking for those real good pictures and a story that might go with it that that will allow you to win maybe $100 in our five big categories come September. Haven't had any other reports on fish being caught, Ron, in the Great Kansas Fishing Derby. I know my dad, he's with the fish I named after my father. He's still swimming around out here in Council Grove Lake, and he's worth a $100 gift certificate if someone catches him. Altogether in Kansas, over 40 bodies of water is participating in this contest, and I think about $15,000 worth of prizes are there. So all you need, if you're over 16, is to buy a fishing license and go. So on tomorrow, I'll be over at DeWhite doing their DeWhite Summer Fest. They do it once every 5 years, and we've been asked to come over there and do the backyard bass and introduce kids to casting, and we will be giving away another lifetime fishing license there. But it's just, it looks like a very good event. And one thing that they're announcing is the minnow race. I'm anxious to see that because I have participated in the worm races there at the library.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if kids will bring in a favorite minnow or if they put them in a tub or just how that's going to go on, but that's going to be fun. So. And we'll be over there from starting at 10:30, offering kids a little bit of a fishing education and how to maybe win a lifetime fishing license. Of course, we have our Vama Safe Scar program coming up August 27th, and that'll be at Payrock. First 50 families are registered. We're trying to get them a fishing pole and a tackle box. And we're on all together this summer. Watson Outdoors has awarded over 124 fishing poles. The kids, these are brand new Zepco 33 combos. I feel that's the best outfit, the best reel to start kids with, and also for parents, they don't need to be taking the backlashes out of the reel, or some people call them bird's nests. But I do want to thank our sponsors. Really been blessed with sponsors and volunteers to do these programs. Started way back with the Emporia St. Pat's Committee. They've helped us out for several years. This year we teamed with the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation, and just a great group of people to work with over there at Topeka. Now you have the Earl and Celoise Soller Youth Assistance Fund has helped us. Can't say enough about Jane Rebo and the Jane Rebo Foundation and what all they do. And we came with Pro Bass and Cabela's, and we're participating in their outdoor fund. And we have Kansas Wildscape, Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, and a couple of organizations that's really helped us out that give us family fishing trips to give away is Catfish Chasers and, of course, my buddy Joe Bragg. So that ought to do it about, though, and hope to see October 1st on my list here, community celebration at Allen, but I haven't really heard very much about that, but hope to be there. And so looking forward to what I call Indian summer. That's fall out in the woods or when things are cooler, like Tommy mentioned. So hope to see you next week, talk with you, and I do hope to be in the studio next Friday to do the show. I am a believer in giving blood, so I will be down taking part in the Battle of the Badges blood drive.
Good deal. Glad you brought that up. Thanks, Phil. Good job as always.
I appreciate you, Ron. God bless.
Phil Totten, host of What's In Outdoors here. Log on to KVOE.com and click on the Community tab. There'll be a drop-down menu, and then you just click on What's In Outdoors, and boom, all there with great stories, photos, information about upcoming events. What's In Outdoors, Friday mornings here, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, well, by gosh, it probably is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch and our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always, always will take great care of you. It's 8:56.
The U.S. job market continuing to defy skeptics. The Bureau of Labor Statistics.